Broadway lore is filled with stories of shows that were in trouble during their out-of-town tryouts and got fixed on the road. Fiddler on the Roof and Hello, Dolly are two notable examples. There was a time when it wasn't easy to find out how a show was doing in tryouts, but the internet has changed all that. From New York, Jeff London reports.
In the past, most Broadway musicals avoided the glare of the spotlight by trying out on the road. Audiences in such cities as New Haven, Washington, and Philadelphia eagerly bought tickets, knowing that each night a show could change as its creative staff added or cut dialogue, wrote new songs, and worked on the sets, lights, and costumes. Today's economic realities mean that fewer musicals travel this route, but no matter where shows preview, the idea is still to find a safe environment for creators to perfect their shows while gauging audience response. Journalist Ken Mandelbaum, who writes for the theatrical website Broadway.com, says that the internet has now turned the tryout process into a global fishbowl.
The access it offers is unprecedented. I mean, now the minute or the second news happens, it can be posted. It can be read by people in Australia when this is something affecting an off-Broadway show in Manhattan, you know. So there's never been anything like that. Prior to this, you either had to wait for something to appear in a newspaper or you got it from a friend on the telephone. But even if one person tells 10 other people, that doesn't begin to compare to the access people have to news instantaneously now.
One of the season's most anticipated musicals arrived on Broadway after a flurry of negative buzz on the internet. The Seussical is based on the stories of Dr. Seuss.
I will not give up hope. I was hooked from the start. When I noticed your kind and your powerful heart, so notice me, Horton.
Oh, the world would be something new.
Notice me, Horton.
They noticed a thing or two.
Notice me, Horton.
It tried out in Boston, and as soon as it began performances, opinions, pro and con, were posted on websites and news groups. After mixed to poor reviews from the Boston critics, the show's costume designer, set designer, and director were replaced. These developments, too, were first reported on the internet before they hit the mainstream press. One of the Seussical's producers, Barry Weisler, insists that the word on the internet had no effect on the show's development process, though he admits to having seen some of the postings.
I really pay little attention to these letters and blurbs and messages. I've read some of them, but they mean little to me. I use my own eyes and ears when I'm producing, and I put such statements aside. So they have little effect on me. As a matter of fact, the ones I read in Boston, the early ones, were love letters.
There are many discussion forums on the internet, TalkinBroadway.com, TheaterMania.com, Playbill Online. Even the New York Times has a bulletin board where people can share their opinions about shows. But who actually reads these postings? Ken Mandelbaum says that while the sites are checked out by theater professionals, based on what's posted, he feels the vast majority of visitors are fans.
These are the hardcore theatergoers, the people who are really interested in this, people who can't wait to see these shows. And while they may be reading all kinds of negative things about them, I don't think it would affect their wanting to see the show. I think the general ticket-buying public is not necessarily reading these things. They are reading them if they get picked up in print media. Perhaps, particularly if it's print media like the New York Times or the Post or the News.
He does feel, however, that the internet has fundamentally changed the way journalists cover theater.
I think some of the news reporting is an effort to keep up with all the stuff that's on the internet, because since the news appears immediately on the internet, you know, they know that this is being discussed already. They know that it's out there. And so I think sometimes the print media picks up on that in a way that they might not have a few years ago.
2 weeks before the Seussical opened on Broadway, the New York Times ran a lengthy article about the show's out-of-town travails. In it, Lynn Ahrens, one of the co-authors, was quoted as saying, "I have the stamina to do a Broadway show, but I don't know how to deal with the internet." Ms. Ahrens declined to be interviewed about how the web postings affected her creative process, but author Jeffrey Sweet has a good idea. He's a colleague and fellow Dramatist Guild Council member who teaches playwriting on the internet.
If when a show is out of town, when she is supposed to be concentrating on doing a rewrite of a lyric or coming up with a new song or whatever, instead of just dealing with her director and her producers and, you know, those people, she's also dealing with this background chorus of ill-informed backbiters. That is a matter of concern to me.
Even more troubling to Sweet is the anonymity the internet offers.
What's the old line on the internet, nobody knows that you're a dog? On the internet, all you are what you represent yourself to be or what your opinions appear to be. So you're just getting this raw opinion coming from people without any particular expertise.
Producer Barry Weissler believes that the rumors on the internet and their reports in the press in turn influence the critics.
Every single review, every one of them, reviewed the gossip.
Jeffrey Sweet feels this put the Seussical at a disadvantage.
The reviews are not allowed to review just the show that's in front. They're also reviewing the baggage and the history of the making of the show. So the story was, did they surmount their troubles or did they succumb?
The majority of the critics decided that the creators of the show had succumbed. While the Seussical has been struggling at the box office, the $10.5 million show may yet succeed. One of its most potent marketing tools is its website. According to producer Barry Weissler, who doesn't even own a computer, the internet has sold a lot of tickets for his show.
We are one of the heaviest revenue earners through the internet of any show hitherto. The internet sales are equal to the telephone sales. Now, that is amazing.
The latest topic of discussion on the internet is that this month, a traditionally slow time for Broadway shows, Rosie O'Donnell will bring her star power to the Seussical when she substitutes for David Shiner as the Cat in the Hat. The rumors on the web say there may be more changes to come. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Amazing. Almost as amazing.